Chapter 4. Tituba in Trouble. The week passed slowly, and there was a lot of tension in the town. Everyone was scared, and sometimes people didn't even look up at each other as they walked by. Everyone kept their distance from others. It was horrible. Then, on Friday morning, it was announced that all the townspeople had to attend an emergency meeting on Saturday in the church. Nobody knew why, but everyone was afraid. That week, Father and I were called to three different families whose children were having fits. The Blackmore children had a temperature, but apart from that, Father couldn't find anything wrong with them. When we left their home, he said to me, "There was definitely something wrong with the Blackmore sisters. They both had a temperature, and their pulse was too high. But I don't know what's wrong with them. I've never seen anything like this before." I looked at the expression on my father's face and felt fear. I saw a look in his eyes that I'd never seen before. For the first time in my life, I saw my father, the respected Dr. Smith, looking completely helpless. That Friday evening, Michael and I met at the tree as usual. "Do you know what's happening?" I asked my friend. "Why has the minister called an emergency meeting tomorrow?" Michael looked sad. "I think I know why," he said. "It's about the girls dancing in the forest. The minister heard about it." I was very surprised. "How did he find out?" I asked. Elizabeth told my father, and he was furious with her. "Then he told the minister," Michael explained. "Are all those girls going to get into trouble?" I asked. "No, because Elizabeth refuses to reveal any names," said Michael. "So those girls are lucky." "Poor Liz," I said. "She was stupid to play that silly game," Michael said angrily. "I don't see the harm in playing witches," I said in her defense. "Playing? This isn't a game, Sarah. People are getting hurt. One of the Blackmore girls has been in a coma for 2 days now. Another girl has accused Fanny, the beggar woman, of being a witch. And she's been arrested." "No, not old Fanny. Surely you don't believe she's a witch," I said.
"I don't know what to believe, Sarah," Michael exclaimed. The following morning, all the villagers met in the church once more. Everyone looked restless and curious to know what the meeting was about. The minister entered and stood on the podium.
"Good morning, good people of Salem," he said. "I've called this meeting because 2 days ago, I was horrified to discover that there's a group of girls here in Salem who are practicing witchcraft." There was instant hysteria in the church. Some people gasped in horror, others in disbelief. Everyone started talking at once. "Who told you about it?" someone shouted. "Witch girls." "Quiet," the minister shouted. "The truth is that I don't know which girls. This is where I need your help. It could be your daughter," he said, pointing at a family in the third row. "Or you," he said, pointing to another little girl who was holding her mother's hand. "It could be any of our children. Now, as parents, we want to protect our children. But if you know that your child has taken part in this activity, you must come forward for the well-being of your children and for our community here in Salem. No harm will be done to your children. They are victims themselves and need help. So help me to help them. And tell me if your daughter was there." Nobody spoke. Everyone in the crowd looked at each other with fear in their eyes, and at everyone else's daughters with suspicion. One little girl, Jessica, started crying.
"Jessica Farley, do you have something you want to tell us?" asked the minister.
Jessica only cried even louder. Suddenly, a voice announced from the crowd.
"I was there." It was Tituba.
The minister stared at her in surprise and said,
"Step forward, please."
Tituba stood up nervously, wringing her hands, and said,
"The girls were just playing, sir. They danced, and then they played as witches. There was no harm in it, sir."
But when she was pressed to describe the scene, with the fire in the middle, a pot cooking on it, what was in the pot, and if anyone drank from the dangerous potion, the minister concluded that there was plenty of harm in it, and that this was the work of the devil. "Who were those girls?" the minister asked. Tituba looked down at her hands and said quietly, "I don't know. It was dark, sir. I don't know." The minister looked angry. He obviously didn't believe the girl. "Tituba, you must tell me who the girls were and who organized this witch dance, or you will be judged and hanged for witchcraft." Tituba looked around desperately at the faces in the crowd around her, hoping to find some support or sympathy there, but found only cold, accusing stares. "I don't know," she repeated. "Just then, I saw Abigail leave the church, and I quickly went after her. 'Abigail,' I called, 'where are you going?' 'What business is that of yours?' she asked. 'You need to go in and tell them that Tituba is not a witch. She shouldn't be blamed,' I said. 'You were the one who was leading the girls that night.' 'Oh, really? And how do you know?' Abigail asked. 'Because I saw you,' I said. I could see that Abigail was surprised. She wasn't expecting that. 'Just tell them the truth, Abigail,' I cried. 'Tituba shouldn't be blamed for this. You need to go back in there and tell them what really happened. The minister is your father, so I wouldn't worry too much if I were you.'" Abigail looked like she was going to protest, but then she looked at me and saw the determination on my face, and she realized that resistance was useless. "Okay," she answered. "Have it your way." Then she walked back to the church door.